I'm Marty Michelson in the WUWM newsroom. Wisconsin faces a severe shortage of poll workers for next week's in-person spring election because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to the Wisconsin Election Commission. It released a survey of municipal clerks across the state Tuesday. Some said they are so short-staffed they won't be able to conduct an in-person election at all. As a result, the state is now scrambling to remedy the situation. The election includes Wisconsin's presidential primary, a state Supreme Court race, and scores of local elections. The commission discussed election clerks' concerns in an emergency meeting via teleconference. Commissioner Ann Jacobs says she fears a debacle on Election Day.
What are we going to be telling the voters in these critical locations? Sorry, we're not having an election today. My concern is we are pretending with sort of our fingers crossed and unicorn wishes that we're going to be able to cobble together a way to administer this election.
Jacob says she's also concerned about a huge increase in absentee ballots that are being mailed out to voters this spring. She said she fears the deluge will swamp the U.S. Postal Service and worries many completed ballots won't make it back to city clerks in time to be counted. According to the website MyVote Wisconsin, if you have already received an absentee ballot, you must return your absentee ballot by mail or delivery to your municipal clerk. Your ballot must be received by your municipal clerk no later than 8 p.m. on Election Day. As for the shortage of poll workers, Wisconsin Election Commissioner leader Megan Wolf said the state has been reaching out to colleges, labor unions, and state employees to recruit people to staff voting sites. She insisted polling places will be adequately staffed on Election Day.
So we're continuing to work very hard on finding a pool of resources of people that we can train that could be deployed in the event that on Election Day there's a report of a polling place that doesn't have any poll workers.
Meanwhile, Wolf says the state National Guard will assist in delivering bottles of hand sanitizer to the counties today for distribution in order to keep the polling places clean. She says the state also has ordered more than 1 million pens that voters can use and then keep so they don't have to worry about sharing pens with others. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.